This song from OC45 is titled GCRP. It's a song rooted in the controversy of the band's original name, Old Crow and the 45s. The name was an impulsive choice by band members who needed one when asked unexpectedly to play a gig on their University of New Hampshire campus. Derek Rossi says they later used it on a MySpace page because they didn't have a better name. Rossi says it wasn't long before the fledgling band received a letter. It was from the attorney representing the folk bluegrass band Old Crow Medicine Show.
And it was a cease and desist request that we stop using the term Old Crow in our name at the time because we weren't really serious or doing anything, or and we didn't even like the name anyway. It was just kind of a placeholder. And we had been kind of like abbreviating it to OC45 just for our own purposes anyway. So we just decided to use that when I came back and we fired it up. And then, you know, like for a while there, we weren't really big fans of the name OC45 either, but we kind of were like touring a little bit and recording and making shirts and merch. So we didn't really have much choice but to keep it at that point. Now we've had it for 7 years. I mean, like the whole thing is a joke. Like we weren't a serious band. The fact that they felt the need to send that was kind of hilarious to us.
Were you familiar with Old Crow and the Medicine Show before that even happened?
Wagon Wheel. I mean, I think that's pretty much all anybody really knew or knows.
Oh, by the way, GCRP, Rossi says it stands for Geriatric Crow Remedy Performance. Not that they're bitter. You've already sort of hinted at it. You didn't really take yourself very seriously when you were just getting going, and even maybe a few years into it, you guys weren't taking yourself too seriously. Even the name of your website right now claims that you guys suck, right? So are you 7 or 8 years out now? Are you kind of surprised you're still doing this?
I would say so, yeah. When we first started the band, we were just doing it because we enjoyed playing music. Like me and Nick, our bass player, grew up together in Rhode Island, and we used to jam in his basement every single day from like when I was probably 15 through high school, and then even after when I'd come home from college, we'd always play. I think we played one thing that could have been considered a show once, but it was like just a train wreck and it was awful. So when I met Adam later, he had been in a band in high school too. They had actually played a couple gigs, so we were like, oh cool, this guy knows what he's doing. Like, this is our in to being a band. Turns out Adam had no idea what he was doing either. I mean, we had some friends in DIY bands that had done some DIY touring, and we just got the idea one day to go for it. And we did our first US tour like a year after we formed, spent 5 weeks out on the road, and it was kind of a bit of a disaster, but in all like the right ways, basically. So when we came back, there was no hesitation where he was going to keep doing it.
By the way, we're talking with Derek from the OC45 band that'll be at Night Shop tonight. I want to play a song from the latest album, Happy Accidents. It's the Ones and Zeros song, and it seems to address the fear that somebody, maybe you guys have, of becoming stale and boring. Let me play just a little bit of this song. Right, having heard just that now, you've released a number of albums that you talked about. You've toured the country numerous times. You've even, been in Europe now, touring a little bit.
We did one out there last May, and we're going back out in October.
So it sounds like you guys don't want to be stale. You don't want to be boring. You don't want that white picket fence prison, as you're saying in there. But what's different now than maybe 7 or 8 years ago? Is it a little more serious now?
The band is definitely more serious. I would say that for myself, I guess, it took a few years of doing the band to realize that that was all I wanted to do. So, I mean, I have a college degree in business administration with a focus on accounting. For a little while, I guess I always kind of thought that that's maybe where I would end up. And then after a couple of years and a couple of tours, and there was no going back.